from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of Ludwig van Beethoven. We'll hear his third piano concerto in C minor, opus 37. Beethoven completed the work in 1800. It was premiered publicly on April 5th of 1803, with Beethoven himself as the soloist. During that same performance, his Second Symphony and his oratorio, Christ on the Mount of Olives, were also premiered, so a truly historic performance indeed. The concerto was published in 1804 and dedicated to Prince Louis Ferdinand of Prussia. Some of the themes contained in this work suggest that it may have been inspired in part by the 24th piano concerto of Mozart. The work is in three movements: Allegro con brio, Largo, and Rondo Allegro, respectively. We have an historic performance here, recorded on October 29th, 1944, a radio broadcast which went out over the National Broadcasting Company that evening, with the iconic Polish-American pianist Arthur Rubinstein as soloist, Arturo Toscanini conducting the NBC Symphony Orchestra. Beethoven's third piano concerto.
Thank you.
Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto in C minor, opus 37. Allegro con brio, largo, and rondo allegro, respectively. Recorded in performance on October 29th, 1944, a radio broadcast for NBC, with Arthur Rubinstein as soloist, Arturo Toscanini conducting the NBC Symphony Orchestra. This material was, of course, first issued on 78 RPM discs, ultimately finding its way to LP, CD, and even digital download formats. The album from which I took the performance came out in 1990 on RCA Victor as part of their Red Seal series. The album containing two classic recordings of the NBC Symphony Orchestra under Toscanini's direction. The live 1944 performance of the Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 3, as well as a 1940 performance of his Violin Concerto in D Major, opus 61. That was a studio recording, also made inside Studio 8H at NBC, with the iconic violinist Jascha Heifetz as soloist. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to submit your questions, comments, and suggestions for future programs. If you'd like to find the playlist or streaming audio for this and other full-length episodes of Classics and Beyond, then please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. That's qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for Classics and Beyond, program number 1913. We will change direction completely for our final segment of the hour as we turn to the seventh and final installment in the compilation series An Anthology of Noise and Electronic Music, released on Sub Rosa Records out of Belgium. The series as a whole is an excellent reference for anyone interested in the history of experimental, electronic, and noise-based music, quite literally from the beginning of the recording era through to the fairly recent present. We'll hear three of the earliest recordings featured on this compilation. We'll begin with a 2006 recording featuring extracts from a 1930 concept piece, Radio Pravda, or Radio Ear, from Russian composer Jiga Vertov, featuring excerpts from vintage Russian radio broadcasts, which were in turn used for his experimental film from 1930, Enthusiasm. The 2006 extracting and compilation of this sound, courtesy of Miguel Molina. We'll then listen to, in its entirety, the soundtrack of a short experimental film from 1952, the film directed by Ian Hugo, and featuring the Cuban-French author Anais Nin on screen reading one of her poems, over a bed of tape loops and electronic sounds composed for the film by the pioneering American husband and wife team of Louis and Bibi Baron. Then from 1958, music of Italian composer Luciano Berio. We'll hear Tema, Omaggio a Joyce, or Theme, Homage to Joyce, featuring excerpts from various poems of the Irish author James Joyce, read in English, French, and Italian, and then manipulated through the miracle of magnetic tape. Three selections from the seventh installment of An Anthology of Noise and Electronic Music.
Слушайте, слушайте, говорит Ленинград. РВ-3, РВ-3, волна 1000 метров.
Thank you. vision of earth was water veiled. I am of the race of men and women who see all things through a curtain of sea. I remember my first birth in water. I sway and float, stand on boneless toes, listening for distant sounds. Sounds beyond the reach of human ears, seeing things beyond the reach of human eyes. Born full of memories of the bells of Atlantis, always listening for lost sounds and searching for lost colors. Lost in the colors of Atlantis, the colors running into one another without frontiers. It was like yawning. I loved the ease and the blindness of the suave voyages on the water, bearing one through obstacles. Far beneath the level of storms, I slept. I moved within color and music, like inside a sea diamond. There were no currents of thoughts, only the caress and flow of desire. Mingling, touching, traveling, withdrawing, wandering, the endless bottoms of peace. Atlantis could only be found at night by the root of the dream. The terror and joy of murders accomplished in silence. Brought me up to the surface. When anger has corroded me, I rise. I always rise after the crucifixion. And I am in terror of my ascensions.
Oh. Other plash and silent roar, pearl, when she twirled roar, listen for twirls and other silent war.
Three classic pieces of electronic music from the seventh and final installment in the An Anthology of Noise and Electronic Music series of compilations from the Belgian Sub Rosa label. We began with excerpts from Radio Pravda, a 1930 composition from Giga Vertov. These excerpts compiled in 2006 by Miguel Molina. We then listened to the complete soundtrack to a short experimental film from 1952 titled Bells of Atlantis, the film directed by Ian Hugo and featuring author Anais Nin, with electronic music supplied by Louis and Bibi Baron, who are probably best known for their very innovative soundtrack to the science fiction film Forbidden Planet from later in the 1950s. And lastly, from 1958, music of Luciano Berio, Tema Omaggio a Joyce, featuring excerpts from poetry readings of material authored by James Joyce and manipulated by magnetic tape. This compilation, a 3-CD set, features outstanding performances recorded between 1930 and 2012. Again, the series as a whole is well worth tracking down for anyone who is looking for a definitive guide to experimental and electronic music. Again, An Anthology of Noise and Electronic Music from the Sub Rosa label. And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.